du hörst einen Podcast von Rabe.
You're here with the band Doefoot from Norway at the Bar Bon Kilby, and I'm really happy to meet you. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you too,
it's nice to be here. It's a great festival.
Yes.
Really cool.
I saw your show and it was amazing. That energy. I'm pretty old now, and I've put an hour, 20 minutes of that, and I'm done. How do you keep it up for the whole show?
I think it's a sum of working out, so training hard, and the adrenaline the audience give back.
Yeah, we had our bassist for today was a sub. And he told me that by the last song, he had nothing left to give. Which is always the sign of a good show, you know what I mean? Because you gave it all on the stage. And the people gave us so much energy back that we could keep up the energy from throughout the show, you know?
Yes.
But I was pretty spent as well at the end of the show. Yeah. It was a sweaty one. But that's a good sign.
You're actually the first Norwegian band that I'm speaking to. I've spoken to bands from Sweden, from Finland and from Iceland, but no one from Norway yet. Are these Scandinavian scenes all very different from each other, or is there an overlap?
Yeah, I think in the more straight up punk and deviant scenes, there are more an overlap, where you have the squat scenes, especially in Norway and Finland. There's loads of proper hardcore bands and deviant bands and stuff. Or should we call it more when you're dipping your toes in noise rock and stuff. It's maybe not that much, because the countries are so small, so you don't have the audience isn't that big either, so it's I don't know, but at least in the more straight up hardcore and punk scenes, there's a bit of an overlap, especially between Norway and Finland, some in Sweden as well.
So far I was only aware of a big metal scene, but I'm really happy to see that there's also a lively punk and noise scene in Norway.
Yeah, especially the last couple of years, the punk and hardcore scene in Oslo especially has been it's crazy. Before COVID, it used to be a few shows a year and maybe two or three bands or something. But after COVID, it's just exploded. It's shows at least monthly, or sometimes two times a month. Probably I don't know, at least 50 fucking great bands. It's amazing.
Are there any bands that we should be aware of here in Switzerland?
Okay, let's go. My favorite is called AG3. It's actually a Warder shirt on stage today. It's just straight up fast hardcore punk, super fast and aggressive and noisy. You have, it's more an egg punk band. It's one of our favorites. Draumav. Annika is wearing their shirt. More a rock hardcore thing. Assistel Sjölmod. Great UK 82 type band. It's fucking great, yeah. And there's loads of other bands as well. So yeah, it's a bunch of great bands.
I'll have to see if I can find out about a few of these.
I can send you the names in writing.
Great, because they're probably spelled with some weird letters I don't know. The first image of Norway that I have in a cultural context is Edvard Munch's Scream. But there's a scream in terror. You're more in anger. Or am I completely wrong? I don't understand Norwegian.
Don't understand Norwegian? What?
I belong to the minority of people here in Switzerland that don't speak Norwegian.
I don't know what to say.
What are your songs about?
Yeah, it's definitely some anger issues there. it's... I feel the texts are based on stuff that makes me angry, so it's the only thing that makes sense is to scream it, in a way, or with the base in anger, but expression, the only suitable expression, I guess. Yeah,
it's sort of constructive anger in a way. It's it's not destructive.
Yeah,
trying to actually do something with it instead. So.
You lie down a lot on stage.
Yes.
Is that some kind of a ritual?
A ritual, more a break that looks cool. A break, tiny little break. Tiny water. I don't know if this is true, but I feel maybe people look at me a lot because I'm the vocalist. I don't know, and it's just a statement to give a break so that people can look at everything else. Maybe I'm delusional.
in a way it attracts attention if you lie down, because you just think, is she okay?
Yes, yeah, create some fear.
You were playing quite early in the afternoon now, but normally these kinds of concerts are in the evening, but punk rock in the afternoon, it kind of works. People still have the energy. Yeah. What was it like for you?
I mean, they're not overly drunk yet, which is always it's gonna be a good show when the crowd is turned on, you know. We played a show in France a couple weeks ago where we played at 1:30
in the morning,
yeah, and everyone was kind of tipsy, you know, but they were still
they were hyped.
They were pretty drunk and just polite,
but,
I guess.
Yeah. For us, playing a gig is like a ritual, so when like the timing of the day for us, it's not really doesn't matter. But it's really nice today because then we have a lot of time to be at the festival and drink the amazing local beer and have fun.
But it's warm, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Playing concerts, especially outside, in the daytime, it gets really hot. Even though there's like a tent or whatever, it's still a lot warmer than playing in the nighttime.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing and a bad thing, I guess. You get really sweaty, but
yeah. But it's nice to have like this dark tent so you don't have to play like this super dark, scary music like in the sun and the light.
Yeah, it's a good change of pace.
I was wondering what your band name means.
Dovot.
Yeah. Does that mean it?
Yeah, stillborn. It means. But it's always it's a double entendre, I guess, because the way it's spelt is a dialect of the place we're from, and it's also a saying when something's like. How do you say it? It's fucked up, I guess?
Yeah, it's like messed up before you even started.
And it's stillborn. It's
okay, dead on arrival.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty spot on, yeah. So it's a wordplay.
Winters must be pretty long and hard. Music is like what you do in winter. Is it like an all-year thing?
We have been traveling a lot in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Most of our tours in Norway has been like autumn tours and winter tours, which is kind of rough, you know? I'm not going to lie, it's pretty rough. We had our first summer tour in May of this year.
And it was like a European summer tour?
That's when we realized
summer vacation?
How good it could be touring. Yeah. We were like, the contrast was so evident.
Do I have to like spend 15 minutes like heating up the car when I get into it?
Yeah, we had some strange trips over the mountains.
Especially this one time, where was it when it was like 18 minus degrees?
Yeah.
And we couldn't close the door for the car because it was frozen.
Oh. Yeah, evidently Mercedes doesn't want to close their doors.
It was
when it's too cold.
Yeah,
like hydraulics.
Some hydraulic oil thing that...
In the middle of the mountain, it's like... Yeah.
That was pretty bad, yeah. But touring in the summer, great.
Yeah.
Great experience. We enjoyed it a lot, yeah.
Some friends of mine, for a few years, they organized an outdoor festival around Christmas time, and they call it Anyone Can Freeze His Ass Festival. and every band could play like 10 or 15 minutes, and your pedals would freeze or your fingers would stick to the strings.
But I think touring a lot in the winter and in the cold times of year, I guess, especially since in Norway where it gets really cold, has made us robust.
Yes.
We've been through rough weather.
Loading gear in minus 10 degrees. And semi snowstorm.
So anything is an upgrade. For
as we say in Norwegian, we have been outside a winter night before.
Yeah.
Well, you look pretty tough. I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival, and it's been really nice to meet you. Thanks a lot.
Likewise.
Du hast einen Podcast von Rabe gehört, im Sender von Bern. Mehr gibt's auf rabe.ch.